next on All Access.
Man, they can play with us. We're not giving them a chance. We can't get this play. Let's go.
All we can say is focus and concentrate. We can't say anything else.
Dead to the end zone. Touchdown.
Eat this. So what's for dinner?
No second chances here now. All right. Win or go home.
He gave me the game ball, and you know that's something that I'm gonna keep for the rest of my life. I'm gonna have him sign it, and I'm gonna keep that.
Well, some of the new technology is the 4K camera that we've been using. You're able to zoom in the picture. Well, it's a pretty significant piece of technology that I think has been really, really valuable.
The difference in the bye week during the season is you know who your next opponent is. We don't know that, you know, I just think at this point in the season, there are things that if we can work on and improve, it will greatly enhance our chances going forward. And so that's what we're going to take this week to do.
Goodbye to the regular season and hello to the postseason, where the Patriots will begin with a first-round bye. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. For the fourth straight year, the Patriots have earned a bye to begin the playoffs. Thanks to their 34-20 win over Buffalo, New England is the second seed in the AFC and will play their first playoff game here at Gillette Stadium on Saturday night, January 11th at 8:15. Who they will play will be determined this weekend. We'll dissect their options. But before we do, let's look back at the sights and sounds from a wet and wild regular season finale.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Back at life. Right here, Bills, baby.
Let's go, boys. Let's go now. Go, Jamie.
Don't expect everything they got. They better expect everything we got today. Let's go. Everything we got today.
The passion for this team start with this group right here. Yep. Lead the team, dog. Offense, defense, special teams start right here. Right. LB's on three. One, two, three.
LB!
Take care
of
business at home. All day for four quarters. Do not give these boys a chance to think they can play with us. Do not give them a chance. We take care of business, baby. Let's go.
Play fake by Brady Quinter across the middle, and Dobson on the diving grab has the catch, tumbling to the midfield stripe. Gostowski launches the kick, headed toward the uprights, and it's good.
Communication and concentration throughout. Okay, throughout. You must take it all the way down.
Hand off to Blunt, runs to the middle, and he runs it right to the 10, to the end zone. Touchdown.
That's what beef is. It's what's for dinner.
We got to do a good job on those cutback runs. Stay on our feet, play with our hands, and not get cut on the backside. Spiller's trying to cut everything back, right?
Shotgun snap to Lewis. In the pocket, under a rush. Hit as he releases to the near side. The catch made by Spiller. Along the near sideline with a stutter step. He's eventually out of bounds.
Let's grind it, boys. Back close. Back close. Let's finish this thing out.
Waddle takes the handoff. Runs it left. Oh. Runs it to the 30. Stiff arming a man down the near sideline. Of the 10. Out of a tackle. Diving to the end zone.
Give it to him.
Skidding in for a Patriots touchdown.
Way to go. That's awesome.
Good job, man.
What a game.
Wait, I'm all wet. I don't want to hug you right now.
All right, fellas, congratulations. 12 wins. All right, we're in the second round of the playoffs, and you earned it. You earned it. Congratulations. I don't know who all is getting game balls, but I'll tell you one guy that's going to get one. Yeah. All right, set the all-time New England Patriots record of total yardage today with 300, and I don't know how many. Yeah. Yeah. It's a good win today. It was a tough one. The elements were tough. They played tough. But you guys did it again. So now we're getting in. Every game's bigger. And there's no more, like, no second chances here now. All right? This is win or go home. So that's the game we're in now. All right? Congratulations. That's a hell of a job.
An opportunity like this don't come around every year now. So we ain't going to take it for granted. We're going to maximize this thing now. Mm-hmm. So we're going to keep grinding, keep going, keep pushing. Maybe we have Bill handing out some more game balls here. Yeah. All right now. But how we feel about our first round bye? Oh,
yeah. We are here in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And before we even focus on the playoffs, let's take a timeout just to reflect. And I'm going to ask you this point blank. Is this the best coaching job, regular season coaching job, Bill Belichick has done since he's been here as a Patriot? Or would you say the 11-5 season without Brady is even better?
Now, to me, it all goes back to 2001 for my best Bill Belichick coaching job. But I have nothing but the utmost respect for his ability every year. I never think he has a bad coaching job. I think since he's been in charge of this program, and I like to call it a program because mm-hmm. I think that's almost the way he operates it, they're always relevant. They're always a deep playoff team, and they're always a factor when it comes time to, you know, who's going to win the Super Bowl. Every August when we think about Super Bowl favorites, the Patriots are there. And every January when they're playing out, the Patriots are there. And that's all Bill Belichick.
But I'm just talking about regular season. Would you call this the best?
Well, he's been tremendous.
It has been tremendous. I've always put 2008 at the top of the list because he lost Brady so early in the season. The 15th offensive play. I looked to the Colts a couple years ago when they lost Peyton Manning. What happened? Their whole season tanked. So to me, I know the schedule was a little bit easier that year, but I just thought to me that still is at the top of the list for the sole reason that the quarterback is so important and he lost him so early.
With
in the
Colts,
year.
A good emphasis on tank.
They did tank it that year, Paul.
Think about the players, the key players that went down this year, and they never missed a beat.
Absolutely. And listen, I think that people think an awful lot of the New England Patriots. I think you look at the way teams have often targeted their front office, their coaching staff. They want to be part of what the Patriots do. They look at the Patriots model. It's widely considered the greatest franchise, not just in the NFL. A lot of people think in all of sports. And people want to emulate that. Why are they so successful? What are they doing that we're not doing? And I think every year you see that around the league. I think it is the model franchise. It starts with Mr. Kraft. It goes down all the way through everything that this organization does. And yes, I work for the organization, but I'm going to say it because I think the facts speak for themselves. Look at the amount of wins and look at for the length of time they've been able to do it. It's unheard of to be this consistent, this good. I mean, it's not just 8-8 you're making the playoffs. Right. You're 12-4, 13-3 every single year.
Think about Tom Brady along those lines. When he won his first Super Bowl, right. He was America's darling, this great underdog story, the sixth-round pick who overcame the odds leading him to the right. Super Bowl. Now I think a lot of people look at him and they say, oh, it's him again, you know? Like, let's get the new guy.
Brady guy.
Let's get
yeah.
the Lux. Let's get the Wilsons,
exactly.
All the new
All right,
engine.
Guys, thank Thanks. You very much. We'll see you guys a little later on in the
All
show.
Right,
all right, we'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We'll explain what's behind Rob Ninkovich's love of the game of football.
The greatest thing about football is that it shapes someone's character.
Plus, we'll relive LeGarrette Blount's record-setting performance.
It's definitely overwhelming to be able to do that.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. And by Gillette, the official shave of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is presented by Geico.
Put my city on and my committee on. I got everybody looking at me.
Football is just a
It's a great sport, and you definitely have to have a love and passion for it to play it, you know, the way that we do. It's not easy. It's hard. And, you know, I love football, and, you know, I really couldn't see myself doing anything else.
Fires up the field. It's intercepted at the 40-yard line.
Wrapped up from the backside. Rob Ninkovich takes him down.
As far as someone influencing me to play, I really didn't have, you know, somebody telling me, hey, you know, play football. You know, it was me just wanting to experience it, wanting to play, and then just falling in love with it and loving everything about it. My mother would have liked me to play golf, and my father, he loves football, so he, you know, he, whatever I wanted to do, he was happy with me doing. But, you know, my mom definitely was not for me playing football. She tells me, you know, every year, just, hey, I think you've had a great career. Maybe you should just retire. I say, no, I'm not retiring, Mom. I'm going to keep going here. Both my parents have supported me with everything that I've wanted to do. And, you know, my mom obviously just doesn't want me to get hurt, like being, you know, mom, loving mom.
Wrapped up by Rob Ninkovich. He stayed home, diagnosed the play to perfection.
He's going to be hit and sacked. Patriots recover. The game is over.
Now hit by Ninkovich, wrapped up, and the ball comes loose.
I would say football has changed my life in many ways. You know, I think the greatest thing about football is it shapes someone's character. It teaches you many lessons in life as far as not giving up, you know, going after your goals, being tough. And, you know, I think that all the things that you learn during your career, you know, will help you in your future, whatever you do.
Well, Ninkovich has become one of the Patriots' most dependable players on the team. Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. Well, the Patriots have earned a week off from playing a game. It won't be filled with R&R. Dan Roach explains.
And the New England Patriots, for the seventh time, will have a dozen wins on the way to the playoffs.
Thanks to a 34-20 win over the Buffalo Bills Sunday, the Patriots closed out their regular season with an impressive 12-4 record. And now for the 11th time in the past 13 years, the trio of Robert Kraft, Bill Belichick, and Tom Brady are leading the Patriots into the postseason.
Just to be able to be in this position is big for us. You know, we got to take advantage of it. Now it's all about what can you do in the playoffs and how can you find a way to win.
The Patriots are the second seed in the AFC playoffs, having earned a bye for the eighth time since 2001. A bye they will certainly take advantage of both physically and mentally.
You know, we worked pretty hard to get to this point, and you don't get these opportunities very often, so it's in our best interest, all of us, to be at our very best and to not really let anything get in the way of what we're trying to accomplish.
You can look at yourself as an individual and see what you can improve upon. Obviously, we don't know who we're going to play, so it's more of a self-scout week and looking at what we can do as the Patriots to improve.
The Patriots' next play on Saturday, January 11th in the divisional round as they face either the Bengals, Chiefs, or Colts here at Gillette Stadium, a place where they went 8-0 during the regular season. Tom Brady says one of the reasons he likes playing here is the ease of communication with his offense.
Our communication on our offense, there's a lot of it. So the better we can communicate, the more we're on the same page. Typically, the less chance there is to make a mistake. You know, if you don't get it right on one play, that one play could be the difference in the game.
One number to keep in mind when it comes to postseason victories, Bill Belichick now has 18 all-time. Where does that rank? Well, next in line is Don Shula with 19, and then Tom Landry sits atop that list with 20. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Thanks again for joining us during the bye week, and Coach Belichick is with me now. Coach, real quick, last week, worst conditions you've ever coached or played in? What happened in Foxborough?
Well, they were tough. They were tough. I mean, it certainly, by the start of the game, everything was wet, and it just got wetter, and you know, I think we were playing in a couple inches of water most of the second half. At least I was standing in it. So, you know, it's tough to handle the ball, but it's also tough to block and tackle because you can't, you know, get a grip on anything. You slide off a lot. Tackling's hard. You just, you know, it's trying to, like, tackle a greased pig. It's just nothing to hold on to. So you really got to be good with the fundamentals. And we were fortunate. We had a couple balls out, but we were able to get those back. But it was certainly challenging conditions for both teams, and particularly the specialists. I thought our specialists did a real good job. Steven with the kicking, Danny with the snapping, Ryan with the holding and the punting. That those guys really handled the ball well, because those are pretty tough conditions to kick in and handle those snaps in too.
All right, there was a heavyset guy here before you, the coach, and I remember back in the days when I played 40 years ago, during a play in practice, he'd go and he'd squirt water on the ball. You know, talk about those specialists, whether it's a June day and it's raining, you take your team outside and you practice in it, or you practice out in the chilling cold in December. Do those situations apply to what happened last week? And maybe just get you ready a little bit more.
Oh, I think they definitely do. And it certainly gives the players confidence, because whatever we've dealt with out on the playing field, we've dealt with in practice. Mm-hmm. And I think, when you go out in a game situation, it's the first time you've ever played in cold, rain, snow, whatever it happens to be, heavy winds. It takes you a little while to adjust to it and kind of figure it out and get comfortable with the conditions. But if you've been in those situations more frequently, then I think it takes you less time to adapt and you're familiar with what you can do, what you can't do, what the problems are, where you have to have extra concentration and so forth, particularly for the ball handling guys. So we practice in whatever we get, and sooner or later we're going to get those conditions in the game. You just don't know when it's going to be.
One of the guys that handled the ball quite well, LeGarrette Blount. I want to talk to you a little bit about him. What did you see in him as a returner? Or maybe it was a member of your staff that said, let's put him back on kicks and see what he has.
Well, it was a little bit of a process of elimination. We had earlier in the year, we had a couple, guys banged up. We of course, brought Leon Washington in here to do that, and that never really materialized. So we worked with some different guys there. LeGarrette, though, has excellent running skills, instincts, and catches the ball. So he was a natural for it, and he did a good job. And then when we got Josh Boyce back, we were able to use him, and he gave us a couple plays in it as well. And of course, Josh wasn't active for the game against Buffalo, and so LeGarrette had another opportunity there and made the most of it. A couple big runs. We can look at those later on get plays of the week.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show, but first, more of All Access right after this.
Hi, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, the Pats, they have the chance to play one of three teams, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Indianapolis Colts, or the Cincinnati Bengals. The question is, who do you want them to play?
Bring on the Kansas City Chiefs. I have no fear of this team whatsoever. They were 9-0. They lost five of their last seven since then, 1-5 against playoff teams, a so-called tough defense. All the guys on that defense are injured now. I have no fear of Alex Smith. Right now, tomorrow, bring on Kansas City.
I'm sorry, I just don't fear the Colts. Look at them. You have a quarterback on one side who's going to be great someday, is good right now, but only completes 60% of his passes, really has no weapons. The other side of the ball, one player, Robert Mathis. Great player, but not enough on that defense. Colts are a soft dome team with an inexperienced head coach. January Foxborough, I'll take him.
All right, I'm all about payback. I'm all about revenge. I want the Cincinnati Bengals to come here and prove to me that they can beat the Patriots twice. And I don't trust Andy Dalton. So there you go. But forget about what I think. What about what you think? Hit us up at patriots.com/PCPdebate and tell us what you think. That's the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. I'm Christian Fourier. Merry New Year!
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach rejoins me again. We'll talk to you about the bye week. You have a bye week during the regular season, and granted, your football team put themselves in a great position to get a bye week here in the playoffs. Those are different bye weeks, right? You kind of get away from it during the season where you're immersed trying to get ready for three teams you potentially could play.
Yeah, absolutely. The difference in the bye week during the season is you know who your next opponent is. We don't know that, and I just think at this point in the season, there are things that if we can work on and improve, it will greatly enhance our chances going forward. And so that's what we're going to take this week to do, is address the areas that we know we've got to work on. And at the same time, try to get as much of a head start as we can on the three teams that we could play until we know for sure which one it's going to be. And then it'll be all in on them. But we want to try to get a little bit of a head start there where we can. In the regular season, there's no who you're going to play or what, now it's there's a lot of questions that won't be answered until Sunday night. And so, you know, we have to kind of balance off what we're doing with who we could potentially play.
Time now for the Ace Ticket. Twitter question of the week comes from at Jennifer H. She wants to talk about the weather. What's the most difficult to prepare for, rain, snow, heat?
Well, I think it depends on what position you play and you know, what the nature of the game is. I think certainly kicking and handling the passing and kicking the football is, as you know, very difficult in wet conditions. You know, snow can be a little bit of a problem, but if it's not too bad, it really kind of helps the passing game because they can't rush and, you know where you're going and they don't. Certainly for guys that are out there playing a lot of plays like the defensive linemen, the offensive linemen, could be the receivers playing in a lot of heat is very challenging on their you know, conditioning and hydration and so forth. So I think it depends a little bit about the position and you know, what type of game it is, what, and, you know, what the demands are on the players. But to some extent, they're all challenging.
All right, good answer, Coach. If you want to ask the coach a question like Jennifer, have to follow us on Twitter, at Patriots. Hashtag it AskBB, Bellustrator. Guess it's going to be the big boy, LeGarrette Blount, right?
You got it.
All right, good stuff. Stick around right there. Don't turn that channel. Bellustrator later in the show. More of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Confused about the playoff possibilities? We'll explain.
Well, out of the three teams that they could play, I'd like to see the Colts the most.
And later, Coach Belichick breaks down some of the key plays from the Buffalo win on the Bellustrator.
Well, I think we got to look at the kickoff returns. They were huge plays for us in the game, and we haven't had a lot of those to look at this year.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Subway. Subway is the home of the famous $5 footlong. Get your favorite this January, like the Subway Melt, packed with crispy bacon. Subway, eat fresh. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Pulled from the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting tidbit. The Patriots have qualified six times for the Super Bowl in the Kraft Belichick era, and all six times the Patriots did so when having a first-round bye.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
The Super Bowl tournament begins this week, culminating at MetLife Stadium on Sunday, February 2nd. The game will be broadcast on the Fox Television Network. And in keeping with an event of this magnitude, Fox will be debuting several new cameras during the broadcast. Here's a sneak peek at what's in store.
Well, some of the new technology is the 4K camera that we've been using. What it does is, I mean, we always want to bring the viewer closer to the action.
Good block by Mankins on the outside.
At the line.
Defense. Ready to?
The 4K camera is really high resolution, which means it has like four times the pixels and detail of a regular high-def camera.
Well, you're able to zoom in the picture, whether it's if a foot's in bounds or out of bounds, whether a guy fumbles or doesn't fumble. So it's a pretty significant piece of technology that I think has been really, really valuable.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field is confirmed. It is a touchdown.
We're not at the point where we're using them as live cameras. I think eventually they're going to try to do that more and more. I think they've experienced with over in Europe with some soccer games, but we're not at that stage now. But we really just use it now as a replay source.
Go back to that, Dave. Go back to that.
Because, you know, we're finding teams are playing faster and faster.
Brady off the shotgun step, steps up, throws down the middle. Catch made by Austin Culley, moves upfield.
So it's incumbent upon us to get the replays up very quickly.
Into this play, looked like he had it. He did have it, and then it got knocked loose. Clearly an incompletion.
We're always looking for that unique visual difference. And I think if we can find that unique visual difference in any type of piece of technology, that's really, really important to us. You know, you got to remember, guys, the players are wearing helmets. So we want to get into the helmets and really do the best job that we can to show the emotion of the game, to consistently show that, whether it's reaction shots, whether it's the actual play. So we're continuously striving to do that.
Joining me now is Patriots running back LeGarrette Blount, who's coming off his best game ever as a pro. And let's talk about that performance.
It was fine. It was definitely fine.
How much fun? What was more fun, the kickoffs or taking the ball out of the backfield? What was more fun that day?
The most fun was actually winning the game, because it was so important for us to win that game. You know, the bye week was important for us and all. So, but besides that, it had to have been taking the ball out of the backfield. A lot of those plays, a lot of those big runs that I had, or on those touchdown runs, I don't think I got touched, but maybe once. On both touchdown runs, I think I got touched one time.
That's some great blocking, then, huh?
That's amazing blocking. And yeah, they're definitely, I feel like they should all be Pro Bowlers.
Take me back to the kickoffs, because you are 250 pounds. Most kickoff returns are sort of small and quick and everything else.
Yeah, a guy with my size and an open field, you know, it's tough to tackle me. And you know, I have pretty deceptive speed.
No question, it is for a big guy. It's very deceptive speed, because once you get going, you get going.
Yeah, yeah, and I try to maintain it as long as possible. And I was excited about both returns.
Take me in the locker room after the game. Belichick hands you the game ball.
I went in the locker room. The guys had just got done praying, I think. And he said, I usually don't do this. We don't do this, but the game ball goes to LeGarrette. You know, he gave me the game ball, and you know, that's something that I'm gonna keep for the rest of my life. I'm gonna have him sign it, and I'm gonna keep that.
Was it emotional for you?
It was pretty exciting. It was really exciting. I just felt pretty special that he gave that one to me.
Playoffs. Never been there before.
Never been. This is my first rodeo, you know, going to these playoffs. And, you know, I've been told, you know, by a lot of guys that have been to the playoffs that's been here. And I've also been told by Akib, you know, this is when you do a whole bunch of extra stuff. You do a whole bunch of extra studying. You do a whole bunch of extra lifting. You do a whole bunch of extra everything just to give you an edge over your opponent. And That's definitely what I've been doing.
Good luck, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. LeGarrette Blount, guy tough to tackle. Hey, time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. 4A and Zone's bye week. We didn't go bye-bye.
No, Patriots, we're still here. Bye-bye. We're working. Actually, so are they, but
we're going to talk about the running game.
Okay.
Everybody wants to know, well, why all of a sudden is it a viable part of this offense? I think everything starts up front. You play tight end. You know what it's like to set the edge. I've talked to you about this before. It's a mentality up front, right?
It starts with the front guys. And if you want to get to the edge, the tight ends, Mulligans, Hooman, those guys have been doing a great job.
It's only Mankins. Devlin. Mankins is the drive starter.
Yeah, but, you know, you have to have a mentality where it doesn't matter what's in front of you. You plan on destroying that person. And it starts with him, and it trickles down to the rest of the guys.
Part of the best thing about this, Josh McDaniels has four guys to go to.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm going to be Stephen Ridley. So
all right. They
all have different traits. Best thing about Ridley is he's the eye guy behind Brady, and I think he's the bell cow. I'm going this way. Takes the handoff, and it's north-south, man. He's the violent guy.
Right.
I'm telling you, he's protecting the football better. And then you go to LeGarrette Blount.
And I got LeGarrette Blount. And people say, well, Blount, like, that he tiptoes. No. Well, all he's doing, he's thinking. And you watch LeGarrette, okay, as he sees a hole, he might want to go here. That's where the play is designed. But you see him kind of skip just a little bit. Not a lot of distance from his foot to the ground. So when he does figure out where he wants to go, his foot's down, bam, and he's up front, and he's getting yards. And tell you what, arm tackles won't do it. You can't get him by the shoelaces.
Sure.
You have to make a mental decision to tackle this guy, because you will bounce off him like a ping pong.
The best thing about all, you still got Bolden, you still got Vereen starting to mold into that Kevin Falk thing, but more importantly, it's playoffs week, and I just broke out a new touchdown dance. A little bit of this is better than anything you got. Make a pizza.
Dude, I'm not going to do anything. Can't compete.
All right, time now for the Bell Schrader, brought to you by Putnam Investments. And since it's the bye week, we actually have no opponent, but Coach has a special treat. A couple plays from last week we're going to look at.
Well, I think we got to look at the kickoff returns. They were huge plays for us in the game, and we haven't had a lot of those to look at this year. But this is the first one to Blount. And, you know, anytime you have a kickoff return, it's kind of like an offensive play. You usually have a point of attack. And so here's a double team block, the double team block to start the play. And that block secured. The wedge comes up and does a good job. They're actually taking both these two guys right here. They only end up blocking the first one. The second one kind of gets stacked back in there and gets lost. And, you know, really a key block here comes on from Matt Slater, where he comes in and knocks nice. Out the kind of the twist here from the this is the three the two the four rather twist behind here. So Slater knocks him out, and then, you know, that's really kind of what you want for the returner. Now it's up to him, and this is where LeGarrette does a good job. He you know, outruns Hogan here, and Brooks gets caught inside.
He defies physics here. You know, we talked about this earlier in the show, and you know, I've been thinking about it since. I played with Keith Byers, another big guy that had really quick feet. Similar type runner.
Yep, he did an excellent job here in the open field. And then, of course, here, you know, he again beats a tackle by Brooks. Carpenter gives a pretty weak effort.
Little wiggle move right there, though. That's, for a big guy, that's impressive.
It really is. And so here's the same play from the end zone. You can kind of see how it opens up. Again, we start with the double team block at the point of attack here, and then the wedge responsible for those two guys. We get some penetration here by Duke Williams, and where he's coming down, that's where Matt Slater, who's kind of the personal protector, the lead blocker for LeGarrette here, he makes the block to spring him. And as you can see, you know, Hogan's got a chance here, and Brooks is in decent position as a safety. He's caught a little bit inside. The ball never gets turned back in. And LeGarrette uses his speed to get to the corner. Then, you know, we see him make the cutback here, break a couple more tackles for another, you know, 15 yards, finish the run.
What's really impressive is big guys, you know, and given the condition, sometimes you're out of control and you end up losing your footing. Keeps his feet underneath him.
Sure did. And we'll see the same thing on this run. He really makes an outstanding cut, you know, on this play as well. So this is the next return going the other direction. Play starts here with a cross block by Nate Ebner, and so Nate knocks out the five, and he also runs into the four, and so both Meeks and Williams end up on the ground, and so you can see there's a natural kind of running lane right there. And this time Slater comes up because the ball is kicked over here to the left side on the kickoff return, as we'll see it land right here around the numbers. So there's two free guys on this, the both safeties, and so because the ball is kicked this way, you know, Slater's rule is to come over here and take the guy to the kick side. So he comes for the safety on this side, which leaves Brooks rolling from the top right into the hole there. And see the move that Blount puts on him right there at the 20-yard line. So, again, it's a good job by the return team of creating some space, but an even better job by LeGarrette running the ball and getting a missed tackle right there in the hole. And then, of course, he keeps his balance and runs with good strength, breaks a couple more tackles all the way down to the 40-yard line.
See, there's more of an art to a kick return. People think it's just you wall people off, yet conceptually, you're picking out guys you have to block individually.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, here it is from the end zone. So this is Ebner crossing over. And so there's the cross block on Meeks. When he knocks Meeks down, Duke Williams trips over him. So these two guys kind of get piled up here. And then DJ Williams makes a nice adjustment. He's actually got Williams who gets knocked down, but he makes a nice adjustment to slide over and take the next guy. So that part of the coverage is walled off. And then, again, over on this side, here come Mulligan and Devlin to cut off the wedge there. Slater takes the backside safety. And as we talk about on the sideline picture, here comes Brooks right there as the safety to make the play in the hole. There's just a little too much space. Blount makes a miss. And then he does a nice job of finishing the run here. Breaks the tackle by Bradham. Breaks another tackle by Summers. Stays on his feet. And is able to finish the run for another, 15, 20 yards. So some good blocking to get the returner started, and then some very good running by LeGarrette.
Good stuff, Coach. Best friend of an offense is a kick returner, puts it on a plus 50. All right, there's your Bellastrator. Stay tuned. More of All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to our panel discussion and our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. This is Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Good to have you guys back. And let's talk matchups. Kansas City, Cincinnati, Colts. Which team do you see this team playing?
I think it's probably going to be Cincinnati. I think San Diego had a very emotional win that they celebrated, and let's face it, they were quite fortunate to get. But I think it's probably going to end for them there. And I think Cincinnati finally breaks through that door, and this is a chance at home to play in the playoffs, which they haven't had with Andy Dalton. I think that's the difference. They find a way to win. And then you wonder if a lot of the same things I think right now about San Diego will be true of Cincinnati if they come to New England. They finally got the monkey off their back, and they're happy with that.
Two key things that Paul just said to me, two words, at home for Cincinnati, where they haven't lost this year. And they just beat a Ravens team that was playing for their playoff life at home. So I think everything Paul said, I think the Bengals should win that game against the Chargers, who are a dangerous team, I will say that. I mean, they went into Denver and beat Denver to keep their playoff hopes alive a few weeks ago, but I think the Bengals would be the choice.
The choice, but who do they match up best against?
Well, out of the three teams that they could play, I'd like to see the Colts the most, because I think that that is, with Reggie Wayne out, I think offensively, while they're starting to find it a little bit the last couple of weeks, I think they're a little bit challenged offensively. They don't have much of a running game. They don't have a tremendous amount of balance. Defensively, I think they're a little bit better than most people think. They can give you the pressure off the edge, but that's pressure the Patriots have dealt with a lot in the past. If you can get that, Robert Mathis, the Patriots have seen him many times, terrific player, but to me, the other two teams, Kansas City and Cincinnati, have the balance offensively and defensively. And when they're playing well, they can protect the football and play defense. I'm not sure the Colts can do that.
So I think I'm in a minority point of view because I sense this, that the Colts is the answer for a lot of people. Why I think differently is the Andrew Luck factor. And I think about one player of the three teams we talked about that if he plays his best, can control a game and sort of take it over and maybe end the Patriots season, I think it's Andrew Luck. Now, I know some people might say Jamal Charles of the Chiefs, but to me, I think the Patriots could devote enough resources to stop him in that one-dimensional aspect of running the football. Luck scares me from a Patriots perspective in the sense of quarterback has the ball in his hands every play. If he comes out, has a coming-out party, to me, that's the type of thing.
It's a great point, and I actually think the Colts will beat Kansas City. I think they're a better team than Kansas City, especially right now.
I'll tell you who scares me more than Andrew Luck at quarterback, and that's Alex Smith. I don't think Alex Smith gets the credit he deserves. I think he's a very productive quarterback.
And more so than Alex Smith for me with the Chiefs, it would be the entire Chiefs team. But the reason I didn't put the Chiefs there or even the Bengals there, to me the Chiefs have tailed off a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were playing at home against Indianapolis a couple weeks ago.
And got throttled.
I mean, that tells me maybe that team is headed, maybe they peaked a little early. At least that's my view from here. And the Bengals, the reason I didn't pick them is I like the fact for the Patriots that they played them
already
earlier in the year and
so they
lost
know each other.
To them. So I think that familiarity helps a little bit.
Do the Patriots have what it takes to get to the Super Bowl?
Well, absolutely. I think, and this is going to sound like I'm being a little bit negative, but to me the biggest reason is I don't think anybody has what it takes to establish themselves as a favorite. I don't think there's any team out there that I look at it and say,
Denver?
They're really balanced.
Denver?
No, Denver can't play defense. And right now, I think they have a huge question mark with their quarterback in an important game. As much respect as I, and I probably have more respect in New England for Peyton Manning than anybody else, but the facts are what they are. I mean, he has not played well when it matters most. And I think if you have a potential AFC championship game in Denver, which we can table for a couple of weeks, there is going to be an unbelievable amount of pressure on Peyton Manning's shoulders playing against Tom Brady in that game, whereas the Patriots are going to almost look at it as, we're playing with house money.
And you're saying he chokes under pressure in big games.
I'm saying 8-1 and out, 8-1 and done, so to speak, for themselves. I believe the Patriots have had two in their entire time, 2-1 and done's, where Peyton has had eight.
Paul makes a lot of great points. I think, to me, what makes this so
exciting...
Why are
you smiling when he's making those points?
Right.
Do you agree with him?
I do agree
with
him.
I think the world of Manning, I think that doesn't mean he's not a great quarterback, but I'm telling you, the postseason counts, and he has not been good.
And to me, what makes this so exciting, just from a Patriots perspective, but even from a general NFL perspective, I could see the Patriots losing in the divisional round of the playoffs. I could see them winning the Super Bowl. It's that much on both ends of the spectrum here. So you ask the question, are they capable of winning the Super Bowl? Absolutely. And you project ahead to the AFC, possible championship at Denver.
Don't tell Bill.
One game at a time. But let me go one step ahead. Let's say they make it to the Super Bowl. Whoever they're playing in the NFC, which has been a great conference this year, in my opinion, better than the AFC.
I agree.
Who do you like in a cold weather Super Bowl? more than the Patriots. Which team in the NFL would have a bigger advantage in that Super Bowl?
I mean, I think those teams are better than the AFC by and large, but I don't look at them and say they're unbeatable. I just don't.
All right. Time's going to tell, but I will say Happy New Year to you guys.
Thank you, Steve. You too.
All right. And notice they didn't have to make any predictions this time around. That'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Happy New Year, everyone. See you later.